好，弟兄姊妹，我们也许你还记得我前两次是讲到诗篇二十三篇。
Brothers and sisters, the last two times I spoke on Psalm 23.
我想我的负担就是说，耶和华是我的牧者，不是只是一个我们欣赏的一个词句而已。
My burden is that the Lord is our shepherd. It's not just something that we admire.
我盼望说，耶和华的确是我们生活跟生命当中的那位好牧人。
But I want for us that He is the real shepherd in our daily life.
所以对我们很愿意说，我们能够真的与主直接的碰到他。
I want us to really meet the Lord.
所以今天其实我的负担仍然是相似的。
I have similar burden today.
希望说我们能够在主的里面呢，真实的能够看见他。
That in the Lord we can truly see Him.
所以今天我讲的事情呢，有点对我来讲有点困难。
So today's topic is kind of difficult for me.
我想要交通一件事情叫做属灵的看见。
Because I want to fellowship on spiritual seeing.
刚刚我们唱一首诗歌哈，就是我心中愿意求愿意寻求，愿意询问。
We sang a song says that our heart want to seek and want to know.
然后我希望能够看见。
And want to see you.
所以我能够，我们那个作诗人的心中有个渴慕好，他能够看见主。
The songwriter has a desire to see the Lord.
那个在那个最近好像有不少人生日的。
I think there are a number of people who have birthdays.
对，我其实我自己的生日也快到了。
And my birthday is also coming soon.
我意思不是大家要送我礼物。
I don't really have to give me gifts.
我老婆姊妹已经送我一双拖鞋。
My wife already gave me a pair of slippers.
我觉得就是说，当我在1994年信主。
In 1994, when I first believed the Lord.
我也觉得很有意思，因为我信主那天是我的生日。
It was very meaningful because that day I believed the Lord was also my birthday.
所以每次生日的时候呢，父亲我记得是父母亲养育我。
So on my birthday, I remember that my parents raised me up.
我也记得说这天是我信主的日子。
But it is also the day I believe the Lord.
所以当我回想过去这些年的时候，走这段基督徒的路。
When I looked back on my Christian life,
的确我们很感谢主，他怎么样用恩典带领我们过去。
I'm truly thankful how He has led us through grace.
但是有一件事情我非常感谢主的，就是在基督徒过程当中有一些的关键时刻。
But some I'm most thankful because there are certain milestones in a Christian life.
那个关键时刻就是当我的生命更多改变的时候。
And those are the time when my life truly changed.
所以在今天我主要交通的，也就是说当我看见一些事情的时候呢，那就是我属灵的一些的关键时刻。
And I want to share today that during times when I really see spiritual things, then those are the times that are so critical.
所以这件事情我只能够照着我目前的经历跟领会来交通。
So I can only share based on my current experience and my current understanding.
对，因为大家记得上次那个 Ben Heber 弟兄来的时候呢，他说过一句话。
Last time Brother Ben said one thing.
他说那个有以前的弟兄讲到说，一个就是一个个人然后改变生命的那个属天的启示呢是很少的。
He mentioned that there are very few life-changing divine revelation.
对，但是呢，我今天要说，的确我们 仍然能够在很多的地方，我们能够真实的看见他。
And yet, in many things, we can truly see him.
好，我们先看路加福音。
So let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音四章十八节。
Luke 4:18.
路加福音四章十八节。
Luke 4:18.
四章十八节，他这边讲说 ，OK， 路加福音四章十八节，在主耶稣有一次到会堂里面。
One time the Lord was in the synagogue.
啊，他拿了以赛亚书念了这一段话。
And he turned to the book of Isaiah and read this passage.
路加福音四章十八节，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的禧年。于是把书卷起来交还执事，就坐下。会堂里的人都定睛看他。耶稣对他们说：“今天这经应验在你们耳中了。”
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. The eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.
当主耶稣来的时候呢，他这段话呢，他就真的应验了。
So when Jesus came, this passage was fulfilled.
所以大家想一想哈，是谁是被掳的，谁是瞎眼的，谁是受压制的？
Let us think, who are the captives? Who are the blind? Who are the brokenhearted?
Okay. 所以到底是谁呢？
Who are these people?
其实这段话讲的就是我们这些人。
It is us who the passage describes.
所以这边有一段话，他讲到说叫瞎眼的得看见。
Here it says, recovering of sight to the blind.
所以我们这些人原本是瞎眼的，今天能够得着看见。
We were blind, but now we see.
当然好，主耶稣，我很快提两个讨饭的瞎子。
I want to mention two blind beggars.
对，大家不一定要翻好，马可福音第十章四十六节有一个瞎子。
One is on Mark chapter 10.
对，有一次主耶稣经过那个耶利哥。
When the Lord passed by Jericho.
然后有一个讨饭的瞎子，他特别说是讨饭的瞎子。
There was this beggar blind man.
然后他就听到主耶稣来了。
He heard that Jesus is coming.
他就很大声说，那个大卫子孙耶稣啊，可怜可怜我吧。
He said, Thou son of David, have mercy on me.
然后大家本来想要骂他，因为他在那边太吵。
And so many charged him that he should hold his peace.
可是他还是不管，他说可怜可怜我吧。
But he kept on saying, Have mercy on me.
然后主耶稣就把他叫过来。
And the Lord called him.
他就说你要我为你做什么呢？
He said, what do you want me to do for you?
然后那个瞎子就说夫子啊，我要能够看见。
And he said he want to see.
然后主耶稣就说你信，所以救了你。
And the Lord said, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole.
然后那个瞎子马上立刻就看见。
And immediately he received his sight.
所以那个是在耶利哥有一个瞎子，他说主啊，可怜可怜我，我要看见了。
This is in Jericho where the blind man said, have mercy on me and I want my sight.
然后约翰福音第九章也有一个瞎子。
There's another blind man, on John, in John chapter 9.
然后那个瞎子是出生就瞎了。
And this blind man was born blind.
然后只是主耶稣经过哈，主耶稣知道有这个瞎子。
The Lord passed by and knew that there was this blind man.
这个瞎子也是讨饭。
And he was also a beggar.
对，他不像刚才那个大声的叫耶稣，他都没有做什么事。
Unlike the other one, he didn't shout for Jesus to have mercy.
但是主耶稣说呢，他这个瞎眼的一个目的呢，是要为了显出主耶稣的作为来，神的作为。
But this blind person is to show forth God's work.
所以主耶稣就吐口水在那个地上，把泥和一和敷在他眼睛上。
And so Jesus made clay and anointed his eyes.
然后他去洗池子洗一洗，他眼睛就开了。
And he went and washed in the pool, and then he received his sight.
然后开了以后，有人就说：“哎，那不是那个看起来好像是那个讨饭的瞎子，可是就不太像。”
And so people said, recognized him as if he's the blind man who is also a beggar.
对，因为他样子还是一样，可是他眼睛亮了，所以看起来不太一样。
Although he's still the same person, but he looks a little different because now he has his sight.
在旧约里面，以赛亚书的预言说，叫瞎眼的能够看见。
In the prophecy in the book of Isaiah, it says that the blind will see.
在旧约里面呢，有很多的，也有很多神迹，但从来没有瞎子得到看见。
In the Old Testament, there were a lot of miracles, but there were never miracles where the blind was made to see.
对，主耶稣来了，他把讨饭的瞎子看见了。
And here the Lord healed this blind man.
的确，他成就了这个应验了这个预言。
Truly, he fulfilled this prophecy.
但是不仅仅是那几个那当时的瞎子或是讨饭的瞎子眼睛看见而已。
But this is not only fulfilled in the blind men who received their sight.During that time,
乃是我们所有这些受压制的，曾经瞎眼的，也在我们身上应验了。
But all of us who are captive and bruised, who are blind, this verse is also fulfilled in us.
同样，保罗也有，也是同样的经历。
In the same way, Paul has the same experience.
请看《使徒行传》二十六章十八节。
Now let's turn to Acts chapter 26:18.
使徒行传二十六章十八节。
Acts chapter 26:18.
保罗这个人呢，原来是逼迫基督徒的。
Paul used to persecute Christians.
他以为他在侍奉神。
And he thought that by doing that, he was serving God.
有一次呢，他在往逼迫基督徒的那个路上的时候。
And on his way to persecute Christians.
有一个大光把他击倒。
There was a light that shone upon him.
然后在那次击倒当中呢，他认识了主。
And at that time, he came to know the Lord.
他虽然那个大光太强了，所以他那个肉眼的眼睛暂时瞎掉。
He was blind by the brightness of the light.
可是他里面的眼睛好像打开了。
And yet, the eyes in his heart.We're open.
然后主耶稣跟他讲了一句话，是二十六章十八节。
And so the Lord spoke to him on verse 18.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神。我就念这个。
To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God.
所以也就是说，主耶稣在那个把那个保罗的眼睛打开之后
，after the Lord opened Paul's eye，
然后他吩咐保罗要有一个任务
，and he gave him a mission，
他说你要去传福音
，is to preach the gospel，
拯救这些人
，then to save these people，
叫他们的眼睛能够被打开。
That their eyes may also be opened,
所以能够从黑暗归向光明。
So they can be moved from darkness to light.
好， 所以弟兄姊妹，今天这个事情哈。
So this thing.
这个属灵的看见这件事。
This spiritual thing.
一方面希望我能够表达清楚一点。
I hope I can explain it clearly.
但是如果不清楚，我希望弟兄姊妹有一个愿意的心呢，让主让我们明白。
And even if it's not clear enough, may you have a heart that you want to know and understand before the Lord.
所以根据刚才主耶稣跟那个保罗的这个任务。
So based on what Jesus told Paul to do.
所以他的这个任务呢，就当我们信主的时候呢，眼睛得开。
This is that when we believe in Jesus, our eyes will be open.
所以弟兄姊妹哈，我们每个人信主哈，其实我们的眼睛被打开了。
So when we believe the Lord, our eyes were open.
也许你感觉不太明显。
Maybe you don't realize this in a clear way.
对，但是大家仔细想想哈，当我们还没有信主的时候呢，主耶稣对我们来讲是很遥远的。
Before we believe the Lord, Jesus seems to be very far away from us.
甚至说我们根本是轻看神的事情，我们根本是对神的事情不感兴趣。
In fact, we belittle God's things and we have no interest in God's business.
但是为什么我们能够把心门打开，接受主耶稣到我们心里面呢？
But how can we open our hearts and invite him into our hearts?
因为我们里面有个看见哈，我们那个看见告诉我们说，主耶稣是救主。
Because our heart saw something. It saw that Jesus is the Savior.
我们好像看，我们看见了说，我信他，我能够得到永生的。
We see that if we believe in him, we will have eternal life.
我们也许也看见说，我们身上那个罪呢，的确叫我们在神面前站立不住。
Or we see that the sin in us, because of the sin, we will not be able to stand before God.
也许这些罪过去你感觉不太明显，也不觉得怎么样。
Maybe in the past you don't, you look lightly upon the sin.
但是当我们好像看见一些，看见我们自己的时候呢，我们发现原来这个罪在神面前是非常的严肃。
But now when you see yourself, you see this sin, and you see the gravity of it before God.
当我们这样子明白看见之后呢，
When we understand and we see,
你就发现很奇妙的，主耶稣就进到我们的心里面。
And amazingly, the Lord enters our heart.
然后我们的生命就有了很大的改变。
And then our life has a great change.
有时候你有感觉，有时候你没有感觉，但是你有很大的改变。
Whether you sense it or not, there is a big change.
因为我们现在已经是不再走向灭亡，乃是在主的家中成为神的儿女了。
Because now we're not heading towards destruction. We belong to God and to his family.
所以每一次当我们看见主，看见这个事情，有一个属灵的看见的时候，你会发现你的生命就有改变。
So when we have this spiritual thing, there is a change in our life.
然后再进一步哈，我们不是只有光信主的时候好像有一点点的看见。
Now the next step is not only should we be satisfied with this seeing when we believe the Lord.
所以当我们在成长的过程当中，
in our path of growth in him,
每一次的那个生命的改变，你会发现跟属灵的看见会连在一起。
We'll see that change is always because of real seeing.
那个我们再读两处圣经好，一处是约翰福音16:13。
Let's turn to John 16:13.
约翰福音16:13。
John 16:13.
我只念前面一半。
I'm just going to read the first half.
只等对不起啊，12:13。
Verses 12 and 13.
OK。我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth.
那个约翰福音十六章十二跟十三节哈，所以主耶稣要与门徒分离之前哈，他跟门徒有一些的有一些交通。
So before his departing, he was sharing this with the disciples.
哎，弟兄姊妹，你在这边感觉一下那个主的感觉。
Can you empathize with the Lord?
就主耶稣他里面有好说好多事情想要告诉这些门徒。
There are many things he want to share with the disciples.
他说我讲了这些啊，但是我还有好些我想要讲。
He said that he has said so many things, but yet there are many things he has not said.
但现在的问题是，这些门徒现在不能够领会，不能够担当。
But because the disciples cannot bear them now.
然后他们就算主耶稣讲了，他们可能也没办法真正的明白。
Or maybe they cannot really understand what even if he said it to them.
也许主耶稣那时候讲的话，他们头脑都记得这些话。
Or in their mind they can remember the things.
但他们心里面没办法真实的，好像进到那个话里面。
But their heart cannot enter into the word.
所以这件事情必须要圣灵在我们身上帮助，引导我们真的进到神的话里面。
And so we need the Spirit of Truth to enter into all truth.
所以这个主的感觉就是说，他真的很想让每个神的儿女能够明白他的话语。
And so he wants every child of God to really understand his word.
也许他们信主了。
Maybe they've already believed.
他们的眼睛开了，然后认识耶稣了。
And their eyes have been opened, and they now know Jesus.
但是好些的话呢，他们必须得继续的长进。
But there are so many truths that they have to grow on.
然后这些长进过程当中，能够真实的能够进到这些真理里面。
And through this growth, they can enter into this truth.
你会发现保罗呢，他也有类似的感觉。
And Paul had the same kind of experience.
在那个以弗所书一章十七节。
In Ephesians 1.
以弗所书一章十七节。
Ephesians 1:17.
我念一下以弗所书一章十七跟十八。
I'm going to read Ephesians 1:17 and 18.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
That the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding, being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what's the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
在后面我不念，后面太大了，今天讲不来。
The last part, I'm not going to touch on today.
我应该说那个十九节后面很大。
Oh, okay. Check verse 19. That is too big for us.
我今天只是把这个让他有个感觉，知道这个属灵的看见是怎么回事。
I just want you to have a taste of what it means to have spiritual sight.
Okay. 所以保罗在这边，他里面有个祷告。
So you see, there's a prayer in Paul.
你要知道啊，以弗所的弟兄姊妹其实相当的爱主。
You should know that the brothers and sisters in Ephesus love the Lord.
有时候我们会觉得说，哎，这么爱主的弟兄姊妹，应该很知道耶稣，很知道主了吧？
Wouldn't you expect this brothers and sisters who love the Lord, they should know everything about the Lord?
然后他们信主的时候眼睛已经打开了。
Isn't it that their eyes have already been opened when they believe?
他们一定看见不少的这个属灵的这个真理了。
They must have seen a lot of spiritual truth.
但是保罗在这边觉得有一件事情他做不来。
And yet here there's seems the thing that Paul cannot attain.
这个做不来就是说，这些弟兄姊妹还能够真正的知道主。
And this is that they will really know him.
然后 真正知道他的恩召是何等的指望，有何等大的丰盛。
Knowing that the hope of his calling and the riches of his glory.
所以他在这边祷告求圣灵帮忙。
And that's why he's praying for the help from the Spirit.
然后让这些爱主的弟兄姊妹呢，还不停留在现在这个地步，还能够再进一步。
That the brothers and sisters will not stop here, that they will go on and go to a higher level.
然后他们真的能够真的认识主。
That they will truly know the Lord.
然后他们心中的眼睛真的能够知道那个恩召的那个巨大的指望。
And that their heart will really know what is the hope of their calling.
所以弟兄姊妹，我这边想要讲的意思就是说，我们要一直的能够看见主，认识他。
And I want us to keep on knowing him.
那个每次我跟那个年长弟兄相聚的时候呢
，Every time I'm together with elder brothers,
我心中有一个很怎么讲，一个很惊讶的一个感觉。
There's something that surprises me.
也不能说太 surprise, 但我的确是 surprise, 对。
Or amaze you?
Yeah. 所以在比如说在几年前，对对对，在几年前的时候，我跟那个 Andrew 爸爸李老弟兄有点私下的交通。
A few years ago, I had fellowship with Brother Lee, Andrew's dad.
那时候我们的老弟兄，我想也将近80岁了吧。
At that time, our older brother is probably in his 80 years old.
然后他已经做，他年轻的时候就已经是传道人了。
And in his, when he was young, younger age, he was already a minister for God.
然后当我跟他交通的时候
，But when I was having this sharing with him,
他就很随意的、不经意的讲说，他说主耶稣真的太大了，要一直的追求。
And he said, you know, the Lord is really great. We need to pursue him continually.
然后那时候的确真的是我很 amazed.
And I was so amazed.
我想说这个老弟兄已经服侍主这么多年了，但他里面好像还觉得主还是觉得认识主很不够。
For a brother who has known the Lord for so long, he still feels that his knowledge of the Lord is still not enough.
然后这一次那个我们 Ben 弟兄来，对不对
？And this time our brother Ben came.
哎，他有没有70岁？可能有了。
I'm not sure. Maybe he's almost 70 years old.
对，所以他给我们的感觉一样的。如果你听他的信息
，And the same thing. If you listen carefully to his message.
当我跟他交通的时候，也是这个感觉。
When I fellowship with him, I have the same feeling.
他觉得还是认识不够。
He feels that he knows the Lord, you know, still it's not his knowledge of the Lord still not enough.
所以我们弟兄这次给我们讲到一个秘诀。
And so he told us a secret.
如果我们要看见主更多的认识他的话
，If we want to know the Lord more,
这个不是。人能够做的事情，不是我能够做的事。
This is not something that you and I can do.
但是，这个跟我们每个人的在主面前的那个态度有关系。
But this has something to do with our attitude before Him.
也就是说，如果我们维持一个对主的一个渴慕
，If we have this desire for Him,
然后我们一直心里面愿意说，我愿意更多认识你。
And in our hearts, we say we want to know you more.
我愿意多认更多经历你的丰盛。
We want to experience your fullness.
然后这件事情是我这次更清楚明白的。
This thing is something that I understand in a deeper way this time.
因为以前我不是那么确定说我怎么能够有属灵的看见。
Before I'm not so sure how can I have this spiritual seeing.
但是这一次这个秘诀就是说都是我们知道的秘诀
But to this time this secret is something that we really know
就是说当我们愿意渴慕主要他要更多的认识他那个态度的时候呢主就会在你身上做事
If we have this desire in us to really know him then the Lord can work in us
那我在那个 信主初初信主的那个时候。
When I first believed.
那有一次，我们有一批一同信主的那个学生们。
There was a group of us students.
那有一个弟兄，我想他，他有一次就我们在谈到这个圣经上的事情。
And we were talking about things of the Bible, and this brother said.
然后我们的年轻的弟兄就跟我讲。
And this young brother told me.
他说，我们圣经也看了不少。
He said, "Well, we have read quite a bit of the Bible."
但是有些事情我们真的明白吗
？But some of the things do we really understand?
他说，举个最简单的例子。
For example.
他说，我们都知道，神的恩典，对不对
？We know God's grace.
这个恩典这个词是我们用的非常多的。
We use this word grace a lot.
所以我们要问一句话，就是说，我们真的明白这个主的恩典吗
？But do we really, really know this grace?
还是说我们只是大概知道一下主的恩典
？Or maybe we just have an impression of it.
所以有时候我们唱诗歌祷告。
So sometimes when we sing or when we pray,
我们说哇，这个真是浩大的恩典，完备的恩典，奇异的恩典，一大堆的恩典。
We say how great a grace or this amazing grace.
对，但是我们是不是真的经历，真的知道什么是主的恩典
？But do we really experience grace of the Lord?
所以，但是我这要讲好，弟兄姊妹，我们的确经历了主的恩典。
Truly, we have experienced God's grace.
但是我们心中有个不满足。
But there's a hunger or something that's not satisfied in us.
对，也许我们认识主的恩典只是认识表面的皮毛而已。
Maybe the way we know about His grace is very superficial.
然后，但是我们需要真实的进入这个恩典。
But we need to enter into this grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个维持我们心中的那个渴慕哈，非常非常重要。
So this desire in us is very important.
所以有时候我回想。
Sometimes when I think back.
对于属灵的看见这件事情，我等下会用一些的例子。
With regards to spiritual things, and I'm going to use some examples.
每一次呢，都可能是我们生命当中一个转捩点，一个转机。
Every time it's a turning point in our life.
有时候我感觉哈，我经历真实的经历认识一段主的话。
When I really experience a passage.
哇，有时候要花好多年的时间。
It takes many years.
然后突然我就明白了，然后就经历它了。
And then all of a sudden, I understand and I'm experiencing it.
所以我对这件事情哈有两方面感觉。
So I have two perspectives on this thing.
对，第一个哈，哇，有时候一句话我要花好多个月、好多个年，我才能够明白。那圣经这么多，我要什么时候才能够明白
？Sometimes I think just a passage, I need days and years to understand and. The Bible is so big. How can I understand it?
所以你从这个角度来想的话，你会发现我们很需要继续的长进。
So when I look at it from this perspective, I see the need to grow.
不要浪费机会的学习的机会。
And we cannot lose opportunity to learn.
所以有时候主安排一些环境，叫我们付代价，一些环境我们需要。信靠他，不要浪费这个机会。
So when the Lord gives us situation where we can learn to depend on Him, we should not let it just go lightly.
有时候我们真的需要好多的时间，才略略的能够真实的进到一个真理里面。
Many times we need a lot of time for us to really enter into a certain truth.
所以这个方面是让我们心中有渴慕，知道说自己不够。
This perspective shows us that we need to have this desire because we're so lacking.
然后第二个方面呢，我们也不是泄气。
The second The other thing is do not be discouraged.
就是说, 如果我们读圣经哈, 有些人, 当他有一个属灵的看见的时候呢, 他影响他的一生。
We can see that for some, just one seeing of one spiritual thing can change their whole life.
也就是说, 当他一看见之后呢, 那一件那个看见呢, 就让他改变, 而且, 一生, 都能够去, 运用它。
One revelation is enough to change, to give a person a very big change and continues through his whole life.
所以我们那个贝弟兄他, 他很愿意跟我们一些人交通这件事情。
And that's why Ben is very willing to share with us his experience.
所以在1975年的时候,
In 1975,
他那时候他离开家跟两个小孩,
he left his home and the kids for a week.
对，他离开了一个星期, 他就是心中很渴慕想要多认识主。
And it's because he wanted to know the Lord more.
然后主就答应了他的寻求, 就给他有一个真实的看见。
And the Lord answered his prayer, his desire, and revealed himself to Ben.
如果我没记错的话, 就是哥罗西书2章12节, 他看见与主同死跟重复活。
And that's in Colossians 2:12, that he has died with Christ and lived with Christ.
然后,感谢主, 因为他回去跟他的, 姊妹就解释, 他姊妹听不懂。
When he went back home and shared it with his wife couldn't understand.
但是, 就在差不多时候, 他姊妹在别的情况里面也看见了。
But about the same time, his wife, under different circumstances, also saw the same thing.
所以他有一句话让我心中很摸着。
And he said something that touched me so much.
在这个启示或者属灵的看见之后呢, 他说我的生命就再也没有一样过了。And
after this, seeing this revelation, his life is never again the same.
对,他的生命就完全不一样。So
his life totally changed.
Okay, 好。但是我今天也不知道把这个东西放得很高很玄。I
don't want to make this being too high or too abstract for us.
我们能够常常在不同的情况里面呢, 真实的能够看见我们的主。
In many different circumstances, we can really see the Lord.
他记不记得我们半地中讲到说要, 他用希伯来书12章他说, 仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Remember, Ben used Hebrews chapter 12 and says, looking unto Jesus.
也就是说, 不看其他的, 只是光光看主。
That is looking away from everything and only look on Jesus.
然后前面, 在那个希伯来书12章那边讲说, 有好多的见证人围绕我们, 所以我们应该好好仰望主。
In the verse before that talks about a cloud of witness around us and said that we need to look to Jesus.
所以我今天要讲那些见证人。
And today, I want to mention some of these witnesses.
对,请大家翻到希伯来书11章。
Now, let's turn to Hebrews 11.
希伯来书11章第一节。
Hebrews 11:1.
11章第一节, 信就是所望之事的实体, 是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Okay. 然后再跳到11章的第13节。
Then jump to verse
13. 这些人都是存着信心死的, 并没有得着所应许的, 却从远处望见, 且欢喜迎接, 又承认自己在世上是客旅, 是寄居的。
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them from afar and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth.
就是说这些人啊, 从远处好像看见那个, 天上更美的家乡。
They seen from afar this place.
对，然后再跳到十一章的第二十七节。
And then go to verse 27.
他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is invisible.
就是说这个摩西哈，他看见主。
Moses, he saw the Lord.
不是肉眼看见。
Not with the eyes of his flesh.
然后前面这些见证人呢，他们看见那个有根基的城，或是那个更美的家乡，不是肉眼看见。
And the same thing, the witnesses, they saw a better country, not with their, not with the eyes of their flesh.
所以里面他们都看见了一些事情。
So inside them, they saw something.
以前哈，我当我读的信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
In the past, when I read this verse, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
我常常会联系到一些圣徒他们的经历。
I always related to the experiences of the saints.
比如说有的圣徒他他办孤儿院，然后没有东西吃。
For example, some saints they have run an orphanage and orphans don't have anything to eat.
然后主给他一个信心，说有东西有预备。
And the Lord gave him faith that there's provision.
就是说他好像食物还没来，他那个里面已经看见食物。
Even though the food is not there in his heart, he already see the food.
后来果然神就成就，食物就来了。
And truly, the Lord fulfilled, and the food came just in time.
然后有个弟兄不是出去传道。
And another brother, he went out preaching the gospel.
大雾不能开船。
And there's this big fog, and they cannot start the ship.
然后他跟那个船长进房祷告。
And then he prayed with the captain of the ship.
然后他就清楚说雾会散。
And it was so clear to him that the fog is going to go away.
他肉眼还没看见雾散，那个里面眼睛已经看见雾散。
Even though the eyes of his flesh cannot still see the fog, but in him he knows that the fog is gone.
后来果然一上来，果然雾就散。
And truly, when they get out on the deck, there was no fog.
以前我是这样子连在一起。
This is how I think about it before.
但这一次当我跟弟兄姊妹读希伯来书的时候，
But this time when I read Hebrews with brothers and sisters,
然后我发现我的明白就不太一样。
My understanding is a little different.
这个信就是所望之事的实体，是还没有见到东西的一个确据哈。这第十一章第一节这句话是，其实这个信心就是一个属灵的看见。
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Actually, faith is spiritual seeing.
也就是说，有一些东西你还没有抓着的，但是你里面就已经看见抓到它了。
Even though you have not taken hold of it physically, but inside of you, you have already obtained it.
或是说，这个信心跟属灵的看见是非常密切相关的。
Or there's a very close relationship between faith and spiritual being.
在那个十一章第四节，有一位叫做亚伯。
In verse 4, there's a man called Abel.
亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证。
By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous.
大家知道亚伯是亚当的儿子。
We know that Abel is the son of Adam.
那个时候人还不吃肉。
At that time, people do not consume meat.
可是他的职业却成为一个牧人。
But he was the shepherd.
然后他知道说献祭要把那个头身的那个牲畜献上。
And he knows that you need to give the first fruit when you do a sacrifice.
可是他兄弟该隐没有这样子做。
Cain did not do that.
然后神就很悦纳亚伯的献祭。
But God accepted Abel's sacrifice.
你要知道亚伯有一些看见。
Abel saw something.
他里面清楚的知道说，如果要来到神的面前的话，不能凭着自己的行为。
He knew that to come before the Lord, he cannot depend on his own works.
然后他必须要凭着好像一个祭牲的血才能够来到神面前。
He needs to come with the blood, of a living creature.
因为他有这个看见，好像就发现他的职业就很不一样。
Because of this seeing, his profession or his vocation is very different.
所以别人可能都在那边种田种土产，然后吃这些土产。
Maybe other people are all farmers. They want to eat from the fruit of their field.
但是唯有亚伯特别特意独行，他在那边做牧羊。
But he was different. He'd rather be a shepherd.
那个我在信主早期的时候。
When I first believed.
然后我们弟兄被弟兄推荐一本书叫正常基督徒生活。
Ben introduced the book Normal Christian Life to us.
我后来回想哈
，And when I look back，
当我看完第一章那本书的第一章的时候呢
，After I read the first chapter of that book，
我对主耶稣的宝血的认识呢，已经应该说不太一样。
My understanding of the blood of Jesus was changed。
在那个之前呢，我也是常常来波饼聚会，也是祷告。主的血洗净我的罪，这个我知道。
Before that, I come to the table and I know that the blood cleanses my sin.
我是知道，我不是说完全不懂。
I know in my mind all these things.
但是似乎当我读完之后呢，我里面有一个很深的感觉。
But after I read that first chapter, there's a deep a feeling inside of me.
就是说主的宝血的功效实在是太大。
I realized that the blood is the workings of the blood is so big.
也就是说，当我每天不管犯什么罪，任何的罪，大的小的罪呢，它全部都洗净。
And it's that in my daily life, whether it's big sin, small sin, everything he can cleanse.
所以那个印象给我非常的深。
That gives me a very, very deep impression.
所以我后来很喜欢罗马书里面的一句话。
And so I love this verse in the book of Romans.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?
也就是说，只要借着主的宝血呢，你就能够回到主的面前，你不要怕仇敌的撒旦的控告。
By the blood.We can go to God. We do not have to be under the accusation of the enemy.
所以当我读完那个，当我在那个之后呢，我自己觉得我很少受控告。
So after I read that chapter on the blood, I was rarely accused by the enemy.
对的，但我讲这个话要小心，每次讲完话后面就有事件。
I want to be careful speaking on this because after speaking, usually you get tested.
但我想要鼓励弟兄姊妹呢，当我们真实的看见一件事情的时候呢，看见一个属灵的事情的时候，你会发现你就有改变。
When we really see a spiritual thing, after that we will have a change.
然后第五节有一个以诺。
And then in verse 5, there's Enoch.
以诺在他那个65岁的时候生了一个孩子。
When he was age around 65, he had a son.
那个孩子叫做马土撒拉。
And the son's name is Methuselah.
他大概知道哈，这个名字意思就是说，当这个人死的时候呢，有一些事情要发生的。
The meaning of Methuselah is that when this person dies, something will happen.
然后根据犹大书呢。以诺看见一个事情。
And based on Jude, we know that Enoch saw something.
他看见那个主呢，跟千万的圣者降临在地上，施行审判。
He saw that the Lord with the host came down to execute judgment on earth.
所以这个以诺这个人哈，也许他在65岁之前还也是认识神的。
maybe before age 65, of course he already knows the Lord.
但是65岁成了他一生当中的一个关键。
But this, at this age, it becomes a turning point for him.
从那一年开始呢, 这个人就有了彻底的改变。
He has a big change after this.
他就与神同行300年。
And he walked with the Lord for 300 years.
弟兄姊妹, 我们有没有人不知道神的审判?
Does anybody not know about God's judgment?
我们知道神的审判, 但对我们有什么影响呢?
We know about God's judgment, but does it have any effect on us?
可是对于以诺来讲, 神的审判是他里面真实的看见。
But to Enoch, the judgment is something that he really sees in his heart.
当他看见之后呢, 他每一天, 他就知道说有一天神要审判。
And after he saw this, every day he knows that there's going to be judgment.
他就很谨慎地活在主的面前与神同行。
And he was very alert before the Lord and walked with the Lord.
他真的是看见那件事情了。
He really saw this thing.
有些时候啊，我们那个比如说伯弟兄来，然后我们就与神同行三天。
Maybe after Brother Bor came, we will walk with the Lord for 3 days.
然后Ben弟兄来再同行四天。
And then Brother Ben came after he's gone, we walk with the Lord for another 4 days.
然后retreat比较强，这个可能再同行2个礼拜。
And then after retreat, maybe walk with the Lord for 2 weeks.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是好的。
All these are good.
但是我们需要主在我们里面有一个深刻的看见。
But we need to see the Lord deep in us.
所以我们以前的弟兄有个很好的话。
So a brother said a very good word of encouragement.
Yeah, 他说, 我的生活呢, 常常看见主审判台前的亮光。
I see the brightness of the judgment of the Lord.
所以在我做的每件事情里面呢, 有一天要跟主交账。
And then one day I know I have to stand before him and be accountable.
对,我今天在这边, 服侍, 有一天要交账。
Today I may be serving him, but I'll have to be accountable.
我今天来这边聚会, 有一天要交账。
And I'm here in the meeting, one day I'll have to be accountable for that too.
我今天在这边上网2个小时, 以后要交账。
And maybe I'm in the internet for 2 hours, I have to be accountable for that too.
对,但我这样讲, 我也要交账。
I'm saying it to myself too.
但是，对，但我想给大家一个印象，就是一个真实的看见哈，能够叫我们生命有不同的改变，有改变。But
I want to leave with you an impression: the true spiritual seeing will effect a change.
对于那个挪亚，第7节有个挪亚。In
verse 7, it's about Noah.
挪亚在他那个，也许是500岁的时候。
Noah maybe when he was 500 years old.
然后神就告诉他要开始造方舟。
And the Lord told him to build the ark.
那当他方舟造了100年, 因为600岁, 洪水来了。
It took him about 100 years to build the ark because the flood came when he was around 600 years old.
也就是说挪亚把他那个所有的力气呢, 那个时间呢, 都花在造方舟上面。
He put all his strength and his time on building the ark.
弟兄姊妹，我们这边有一个看见，我们需要主开启的。There's
one thing that we need the Lord to open our eyes.
也就是挪亚的看见。And
this is what Noah saw.
挪亚看见呢，有一天整个世界呢受审判都要过去。Noah
saw that one day, the whole world will be under judgment and it will pass away.
所以呢，我们弟兄来不是也不是说，也是提到说，我们不要爱世界，爱世界的话就不爱主，不爱父了。And
our brother said to us that if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
但问有一个问题。But
there's a question.
如果我们没有看见这个世界要过去的话呢，我们。
If we do not see that the world is going to pass away, we will still be attracted to it.
所以有时候我们用一个比方,
sometimes we use this example.
我们明明知道某个银行哈, 过2个月要倒闭。
Let's say we know that this particular bank is going to go bankrupt after 2 months.
然后假设倒闭没有保险。
And let's say, you know, there's no insurance after it's bankrupt.
那你会不会还拼命把钱存到那个银行去呢?
Now, are you still going to put your money in that bank?
所以如果我们真的看见这个世界要倒闭,
if we really see that this world is going to go bankrupt,
也许我们爱的东西, 也许我们花的时间的事情, 就会不一样。
Then maybe what we love and what we put our time into is going to be very different.
对, 也许每个人都不一样, 就是说爱的东西不一样。
For each of us, maybe the things we love are different.
有时候弟兄可能是工作吧。
Maybe for brothers, it would be their work.
然后当然也有金钱, 姊妹可能也有。
Or money.
然后姊妹可能也有衣服, 装饰等等。
And then for sisters, maybe their clothes or accessories.
对, 有时候我们可以 劝勉弟兄姊妹不要太被这些绑住, 爱这些东西。
Many times we encourage brothers and sisters not to be bound by this thing.
但是我们必须祷告, 除非我们真的看见这些是神不要,
but unless we see that God takes no pleasure in this thing,
也许我们不容易从当中脱离出来,
it would be very hard for us to get away from all this thing.
所以当那个第八节有一位叫做亚伯拉罕,
so in verse 8, there's a person named Abraham.
亚伯拉罕本来住在一个很繁华的城市。
Abraham lived in a very well-developed city.
然后有一次呢, 神, 荣耀的神向他显现。
But one day, the Lord appeared to him.
他就竟然离开了那个很舒服的那个繁华的城市呢, 开始过一个寄居,
and he left this prosperous, comfortable city and lived in a tent.
所以为什么亚伯拉罕有这么大的改变?
Why does he have such a big change?
原来他看见一个天上更美的家乡。
Because he saw a city in heaven.
所以我们弟兄不是，我印象也很深, 当他在开车的时候, 他不是看到那个一望无际的那个 那个前面的那个大地跟天空吗?
Our brother, when he was driving, he saw this huge space before him.
所以他心中就有个祷告，愿意说, 他车上其他人都在睡觉。
And other people in the car are all sleeping.
他就有一个感觉祷告说, 主啊, 也许愿你现在就来。
And he prayed that, Lord, may you come now at this moment.
弟兄姊妹, 我们, 那个, 启示录, 整本圣经倒数第二句话是这样说,
the whole Bible, the second to the last verse says this.
他说, 主耶稣啊, 我愿你来。
And it says, come Lord Jesus.
OK, 我今天把这段圣经告诉大家,
I tell you this verse today.
我就说, 主耶稣啊, 我愿你来。
Come Lord Jesus.
但是我们还没有进入这段,
but we have not entered into this verse.
除非我们真的是看见主的美丽, 然后我们从心中说, 主啊, 我愿你来。
Unless we see his beauty and we say, come Lord Jesus.
后面有一位叫做摩西。
There's a man called Moses.
摩西也一生当中也有很大的改变。
He also had a very big change in his life.
他本来应该就是在埃及当王子，好好当王子。
He was supposed to be a prince in Egypt.
就好好安心待在那边，就享受荣华富贵，是那个好慢慢就继承长老，那就那个法老那就好了。
He can have a luxurious life and then become the next pharaoh.
但是很新奇的, 他竟然拣选受逼迫。
And yet he chose to be persecuted.
他拣选离开他这些很舒适的地位跟金钱。
He'd rather leave this riches and this pleasures.
为什么在摩西身上有这样一个改变？
Why does he have this change in him?
因为他看见为主受受凌辱呢，更比那些财宝更加宝贵。
Because he sees that to be persecuted for the Lord is more precious than all those riches.
他看见了主了。
He saw the Lord.
所以呢，他就从那边离开，就走那个旷野的路。
And so he left Egypt and head for the wilderness.
好，我再做一个个人的见证。
I want to share my testimony.
就在我这个信主比较中期的时候。
In the middle stage of my Christian life.
我们常常祷告哈，说万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And I always pray, everything works for the good for those who love God.
我们也讲得很熟。
And this was very familiar verse for us.
然后每一次弟兄姊妹有什么事情，我们就用这句话来安慰他。
And when something happened to our brothers and sisters, we used this verse to encourage them.
啊，你失业啦，那个考不好啦，万事都互相效力，叫你得益处。
Whether it's when you lost your job or you didn't make good an exam, this is what we say to them.
所以有一阵子，那个主就把这个话就深深放在我心里。
And at one point, the Lord put this word in my heart.
突然我就觉得我好像真的明白了，每一件事情呢，全部是为着我们得益处。
And then all of a sudden, I realized that every single thing is for our good.
所以我就现在我就常常鼓励弟兄姊妹。
And so nowadays, I encourage brothers and sisters a lot.
真的。就是每一件发生在你身上的事情呢，主都有他美意在那里安排。
And truly, every single thing that happened in your life, the Lord has a plan for that.
那当我明白这句话之后呢
？And after I understood this verse,
在很多环境里面，我就运用这句话。
And in various situations, I use this verse.
然后我就能够安息在许多的环境里面。
Then I can rest through.Each and every one of those circumstances.
而且不仅只是安息而已。
And not only rest.
然后我就发现每一件事情里面呢，都有它正面的意义。
And I saw the positive meaning in every single thing.
然后都是把我们更多的带向主，更多认识他。
And that is to lead us to the Lord to know Him more.
所以在那个之后呢，我对于事情。在我身上发生事情，我的看法就完全不一样。
And so after that, when I look at things that happen to my life, it's completely different.
所以弟兄姊妹好，就是但愿说我们继续存着一个渴慕的心。
So may we all have this desire in our heart.
然后在很多的事情上面，我们能够真正的能够看见、经历它。
That in everything we can experience the Lord.
举个例子，今天我们来擘饼聚会。
For example, today we come to break bread.
那个圣经上的话叫我们要常常如此行，为的要纪念他，对不对
？And the Bible said that you have to do this often to remember him.
但是我们真的进到擘饼聚会里面的那个实际吗
？But have we entered into the reality of the breaking of the bread?
我们来，所以当我刚刚信主的时候，反正我就想说，反正基督徒要聚会完都要来。
When I first believe, I feel like, well, as a Christian, you have to be, go to the meeting and break bread.
然后有些同期的弟兄姊妹就觉得，哎呀，好麻烦，那个还要好累，还要礼拜天还要来聚会。
And then some of my friends said, oh, what a drag, I have to go every Sunday to break bread.
但是当我慢慢明白了。
But when I slowly understand,
就是来聚会呢，我们是为着主是来朝见他，跟他交通的。
And when we come to a meeting, we are here to see the Lord, and
对，所以我来的时候呢，就不再只是一个习惯而已。
So it's not just a habit or a practice when I come to a meeting.
或是说来的时候让弟兄姊妹就是说不会不来的话，弟兄姊妹就要问啊，怎么不来这样子，稍微责备一下。
or I come not just to satisfy other brothers and sisters because they are going to ask if I don't come.
Yeah. 所以那是为着见主。
But actually, I'm here to meet the Lord.
所以当我们能够真的这样子看见的时候呢, 然后你来波饼聚会, 就不一样。
If we can see it this way, then when we come to break bread, it will be very different.
弟兄姊妹,我们太多要学习了。
There are many things we need to learn.
但是根据我刚刚讲的这些例子,
But based on what I've shown through this example,
有一件事情叫做属灵的看见。
There's one thing, and it's called spiritual seeing.
这个帮助我们真实的进到神话里的真理里。
This helps us enter into the truth of God's word.
然后这里面就在我们生命当中就产生了一些改变。
And this will affect change in our life.
然后我们就在这些改变当中就真实的碰到主。
And then with this change, we will truly meet the Lord.
所以这是我的目的。
This is my goal.
所以这件事情我们盼望不是一个很玄很高深的事情。
So this thing that I talked about is not something high or abstract.
因为亚伯看见了。Because
Abel saw it.
以挪亚看见了。Enoch
and Noah also saw it.
亚伯拉罕看见了。Abraham
saw it.
然后摩西看见了。Moses. 保罗看见了。And
Paul.
然后如果我们在读以赛亚书，他看见了。If
we read Isaiah, he also saw it.
我们看见以西结，他看见天开了。
Ezekiel saw the heaven open.
我们看见约伯过去风闻有主, 但现在亲眼看见主。
And the same thing, Job before just heard of him and now saw him.
他们都因着定睛在主的身上, 真的看见他了。
And because they focused on the Lord himself, they saw him.
所以愿意,但是我们存着一个, 一个愿意渴慕的心, 我们不停留在这个地步, 我们愿意更多来认识主。
May we have this willingness and this desire to know him.
好,所以愿主祝福我们,不是我能够开各位眼睛。
May the Lord bless us. It's not I who can open your eyes.
但是很奇妙的, 当我们在渴慕主的过程当中, 他就会做事情。
But it's so amazing. When we have a desire for him, he can do wonders.
对,有的时候是那个约翰福音的瞎子,主就是直接开他,就把他眼睛打开了。
It can be like the blind man in the book of John where the Lord just stretched out and opened his eyes.
有的时候我们需要寻求,主啊,可怜可怜我啊,我需要你开我眼睛,他就开我眼睛。
Other times it would be like we need to shout to the Lord, have mercy on me, open my eyes, and then he will.
对,希望说我们真的有,能够有一天也说这个话。
May we be able to say the same thing one day.
当我看见主的时候,我的生命呢,就不再一样。
That when I see the Lord, my life changed.
Has never been the same. 我们谢谢你,祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。 Amen.